The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. The prayer today will be given by our House Chaplain, Tim Perrier. Pastor, please approach the well.
Thank you, Speaker. I want to share with you one of my favorite prayers. This is from the Oxford Book of Prayer, which was compiled in the 17th century. It speaks to our purpose in life. So it says, Dear Lord, I know that if I do not love you with all my heart and with all my mind and with all my soul and with all my strength, I shall love something else with all my heart and mind and soul and strength. Grant that by loving you first, I may be liberated from all lesser loves and loyalties and have you as my first love, my chief good, and my final joy. Father, help us to understand that we were created to love you, not to work for you. Remind us that we are your children, not your employees. We ask you to be with those who need encouragement, those who need rest, those who need comfort. We especially pray for those in this body who have lost loved ones and are in mourning. Pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Speaker Pro Tem Clements, you're recognized to identify the moment of silence for today.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representatives Joseph and Jacques and Woodson, I'd like to request a moment of silence to honor the lives lost during the tragic earthquake that struck Haiti 14 years ago. Mr. Speaker, on January the 12th, 2010, a major 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck the small island of Haiti, leaving its capital, Port-au-Prince, and surrounding communities devastated. Over 200,000 people lost their lives on that heartbreaking day, and it is in their honor that I request a moment of silence in the chamber today.
Thank you. Members, please join us in a moment of silence to honor the lives lost in the earthquake in Haiti. Thank you, members. The clerk will now unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of quorum.
115 members voting and quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Today, our pledge will be led by Max Heinricher from Winter Garden at the invitation of Representative Bankson, Noah Jowey from Pace at the invitation of Representative Rudman, Connor Levin from Arlington, Virginia, at the invitation of Representative Clemens, Evelyn Marrero from Naples at the invitation of Representative Garcia, Jalen Newton from Tampa at the invitation of Representative Antone, Lucas Perez from Celebration at the invitation of Representative Amnesty, and Mashika Suresh Balaji from Tampa at the invitation of Representative Driscoll. Please join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
We are pleased to have with us today our Doctor of the Day, Dr. Rafael Fernandez, Jr., from Coral Gables at the invitation of Representative Besada Cabrera. Welcome to the Florida House. Great to have you here, Doctor. Additionally, we're honored to have with us today our Law Enforcement Officer of the Day, Trooper Stephen Turner, with the Florida Highway Patrol at my invitation. And we had the opportunity to meet last year, and I've seen the video, but let me describe for you what transpired and Trooper Turner's heroism. He was selected as the Florida Highway Patrol Trooper of the Month in February 2023 for his heroic efforts on February 4th of 2023 during an active pursuit of burglary suspects driving a stolen vehicle. As Trooper Turner attempted to take the suspect into custody, the suspect shot Trooper Turner in the abdomen. He was able to return fire, neutralizing the threat. Responding troopers then immediately began performing life-saving measures on Trooper Turner. He was transported by Life Flight to a trauma center to be treated. Following surgery and months of recovery, Trooper Turner returned to full duty in June of 2023. Trooper Turner is also accompanied by his wife, Mrs. Kathleen Turner, his son Noah, his mother Lynn Turner, and Colonel Gary Howes, who are in the East Gallery, and Executive Director Dave Kerner, who is with us, joining us on the floor. Trooper Turner, we are glad you're back, and we're grateful to have you here today. As I said, I've seen the video, and I know just what a hero you are, and so thank you. We're so glad that you're here with us today, and I know your wife and family are. God bless you, sir. Welcome to the Florida House. Thank you, Trooper. God bless you. Members, please take your seats. Today, we have the special privilege of welcoming a new representative to our chamber. Representative Fabricio, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Rep. Tom Keene be seated as a member of the House upon taking the oath of office.
Rep. Fabricio moves that Representative Tom Keene be seated as a member of the House upon taking the oath of office. All in favor, say yay.
Yay!
Opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. I will now ask Representative Keene to approach the well, where Judge Adam Tannenbaum from the First District Court of Appeal will administer the oath of office. Representative Keene, please approach the well.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Tom Keene,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support, protect, and defend, the Constitution and government of the United States,
and of the State of Florida,
that I am duly qualified to hold office, under the Constitution of the State, And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of member of the House of Representatives, on which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Representative. And I know we're getting some handshakes back there, so give you a moment. I also want to introduce a very special guest, which is Representative Keene's wife, Laura. Laura, wave to us. Welcome to the Florida House. Congratulations, Laura. For what purpose does Representative Fabricio rise?
To make a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, whereas the House has examined the qualifications, elections, and returns of the member-elect pursuant to Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution of the State of Florida, I move that the House find and declare that said person has been duly elected and is a qualified member of the Florida House of Representatives, having taken the oath of office.
Representative Fabricio moves that the House find and declare that Representative Keene has been duly elected and is a qualified member of the Florida House of Representatives, having taken the oath of office. All in favor say yay.
Yay!
Opposed, no. The motion is agreed to. Again, congratulations, Representative Keene. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are the reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions related in committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the first bill.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 72, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida Statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill that we heard yesterday.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Oh, excuse me. We're in debate. Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Waive close.
Having waived close, question now recurs on SB 72. The clerk will unlock the machine and the members will proceed. Have all members voted?
Bobby.
Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
114 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 74, a reviser's bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida Statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday.
Representative Cheney, having explained her bill, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any debate? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Cheney, you're recognized to close.
Waive close, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor of the motion? Question now recurs on final passage of SB 74. Clerk will unlock the machine and record the votes. Have all members cast their votes? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the votes.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 76, a reviser's bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida Statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized again to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is also the bill we heard yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any member wishing to debate SB 76? Seeing no debate, Representative Cheney, you're recognized to close.
Waive close, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cheney, having closed, the question now recurs on SB 76. The clerk will unlock the machine. Members will record your vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 78, a reviser's bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida Statutes.
Senator Mayfield and Representative Cheney have been very busy. Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday.
Having explained her bill, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing none, are there any member wishing to debate SB 78? Seeing no debate, Representative Cheney, you know the drill.
Waive closed, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived closed, the question now recurs on SB 78. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members cast their vote? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 80, a reviser's bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida Statutes.
Representative Cheney, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday.
Representative Cheney, having explained her bill, are there any members wishing to debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Cheney, you are recognized to close.
Waive.
Having waived, close. The question now recurs on SB 80. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will cast their votes. Have all members cast their vote. All members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
116 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Senator Mayfield, Senate Bill 82, a revisor's bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Florida Statutes.
Representative Cheney, you're once again recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday.
Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any member wishing to debate SB 82? Seeing no members wishing to debate, Representative Cheney, you have the floor to close on your bill.
Waive close, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cheney, having waived close on SB 82, the clerk will unlock the machine and all members will vote. Have all members cast your vote. Have all members voted. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
114 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Representative Gottlieb and others, House Bill 187, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Anti-Semitism.
Representative Gottlieb, just before I recognize you, sir, may I recognize Representative Yarkowski and Alvarez for an important introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As my colleague, Representative Alvarez, makes his way over here, as the Speaker recognized the officer of the day earlier, Trooper Turner, today also with us up here in the East Gallery, we have over 20 very special guests of the Florida Highway Patrol. Along with Director Kerner, we have Colonel Gary Howes II. We have the troopers from Troop H here in Tallahassee, state troopers from Trooper Turner's home troop, which is Troop C in Tampa. They're all here to support and honor the heroic efforts of Trooper Turner and his fellow squad members. And I want to say how personal this is to me. I've had the pleasure of working with these folks. God bless you for what you do. These are real heroes that protect us every day. And I want to welcome you to the Florida House. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Gottlieb, sir, you are now recognized to explain your bill. You got one more. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Representative Alvarez, you're recognized for an announcement. Introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Additionally, as part of today's recognition of Trooper Turner, we want to make sure we represent and recognize Troop E's Miami Motorman Bill Smith, who serves as the president of the FHP chapter. And we've also got members of the rest of the board of the Florida PBA, as well as John Vasquez, the president of the Suncoast PBA. These are the defenders of the police and defenders of their rights. How about a big round of applause and a big welcome to the PBA?
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Gottlieb, sir, I promise no more interruptions. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 187 is the bill that I presented yesterday. House Bill 187 defines anti-Semitism in Florida statutes, utilizing the same definition that we utilized in 2019. It states that anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed towards Jewish or non-Jewish individuals or their property, towards Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. That is the bill defining anti-Semitism, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gottlieb, having explained HB 187, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we're now going into structured debate on HB 187. Debate will be limited to 10 minutes per side in 10-minute increments. Total debate time not to exceed 20 minutes. Representative Daly, you're recognized to manage your side, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to recognize Representative Hinson. Representative Henson, you're recognized for debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And having not been here for special session, I did want to lend my point of view. I have been an ally of the Jewish community as long as I can remember. We have fought side by side during civil rights for equal rights and equity. And I support all efforts against anti-Semitism. I still want to be conscious of the Constitution, and I want to support freedom of speech. I also recommend that we look at the Jerusalem Declaration, because in the Declaration, scholars of anti-Semitism have come together to create a more plausible definition and solution to the anti-Semitism plight. This is my point of view. I think we need to be conscious of all people, and I also think we need to be conscious of the Constitution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Daly, you're recognized. Representative Daly waives the balance of this segment. Thank you, sir. Leader Grant, you're recognized to manage your side of the debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would you please recognize Representative Leader Driscoll?
Leader Driscoll, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate it. And really, I want to thank Representative Gottlieb for working so hard on this bill and for trying to think through ways that we can protect our Jewish brothers and sisters at a time where, frankly, they've been facing rises in anti-Semitism. We've seen it over in the Orlando area with neo-Nazis protesting at the entrances of theme parks. You know, we see it in my community in Tampa where there are awful flyers that have been passed around with anti-Semitic tropes. And so I think it's very important that we do our part as a legislature to try to stamp out hatred in the world. But as an attorney, I also know that there are some things in this bill where we could continue working on it to make the language even better. And members, what you don't know is just how hard Representative Gottlieb has been working on doing just that. In coalition with me, with Representative Eskamani, with Representative Joseph, they don't get to see the 8:30 meetings on a Sunday morning where Rep. Gottlieb has been meeting with stakeholders, not only in the Jewish community, but in the Muslim community and other communities as well, really trying to work hard to make sure that we get this right. And so while the clock has run out and we can't do any further amendments in the House, I know that we're going to continue working this through the process to get it to that final work product where we strike that balance between protecting our Jewish brothers and sisters and making sure that we are sensitive to the constitutional rights of us all. And I really just applaud how hard you've worked. It is my honor to stand with you on this bill and to vote up. And I will continue working with you as hard as I can, including the 8 a.m. Sunday morning meetings, until we get this across the finish line. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Leader Grant, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would you please recognize Representative Fine in debate?
Representative Fine, you're recognized in debate for HB 187.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to let you know good news. Then I'll get to the bad. We already got this right. 5 years ago, we passed a definition of anti-Semitism. It is in our statute. I believe that when this bill is finished, we will revert to that same definition that has been in our statute book for 5 years, and no court in those 5 years has ever said that there are any constitutional issues with that definition. So the good news is we already know the answer, and that is where we will end up. I was proud to do that back 5 years ago. Many of you voted for it when we did it 5 years ago, and I'm excited that we will be able to put that in a second place in our statute book this year. But I wanted to stand up just as effectively as an update, because we've talked about anti-Semitism a lot since October 7th, but the bad news is it isn't getting better, it's getting worse. Since we talked about this a few months ago, there have been 100 serious issues of anti-Semitism. That's not in the world, that's not in the United States, that's right here in Florida. October 7th happened about 100 days ago. That means almost once a day, there's an issue that is serious enough that the ADL has recorded it. And I say serious enough because I don't send them everyone every time it happens to me. I can assure you I could do 100 all by myself.
We unfortunately live in a world where since October 7th, we've had people say you have to understand the context of anti-Semitism, where we had three university presidents say, well, you got to understand the context of killing Jews on campus. There may be a context when it's okay. I never thought I'd be ashamed of where I went to school until I saw that happen. But we live in a world where many of my friends are no longer comfortable wearing their kippahs when they walk around, the yarmulkes that people wear on their heads. They're not comfortable wearing a Star of David, where they're advised not to because it may not be safe. Imagine that. Imagine being told to wear different clothes, to not wear a kippah, to not wear a particular piece of jewelry because you may be attacked. And fortunately, while we haven't had an incident like that in Florida, those incidents are happening around the country today. But the big challenge we have with anti-Semitism today is it has been mainstreamed. And I'm just going to close with one simple example just to show you how serious this problem is. A half a mile from my house, where my kids ride their bikes to see their friends, there is a house. And in that house, and this should assuage anyone's First Amendment concerns, there is a house that not only flies a flag of Hamas from their house, but has a sign in the window of their house that says, effectively, kill all Jews. First Amendment says that's fine. This bill won't change that. Representative Gottlieb's bill won't change that. But imagine if that sign had said, kill all, fill in the blank. I think for many other groups, the house would be burned down. And frankly, I might be there alongside with the matches to make it happen because it makes me so angry. But it's not even newsworthy that in a regular neighborhood, at a regular house, where children live and ride their bikes and play in the yard and go to school, that someone could actually have a sign in their window that says this. We have lived in a world of mainstreamed anti-Semitism. So while we have talked about this a lot, we need to continue to talk about it. I now wear this pin. Many of you have seen it. It makes people uncomfortable. It's the yellow star that my ancestors had to wear when they lived in Germany to note that they are Jews. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to lean in because never again is happening right now. When you vote for this bill, when we get this over the finish line, what we're going to be doing is saying that we believe in the protection of Jews, because I will tell you this, and I have said it before, we are the canary in the coal mine. They want us first, but when they're done, they're coming after everybody else. So I thank Representative Gottlieb for running this bill, for working with me, for building on the work that we've done over all of these years. Unfortunately, this won't solve all of the problems. It will be a continued fight for every day that many of us continue to serve. But the best fights are those that are worth fighting every day, no matter how hard they are. And so I'm honored to be helping him and supporting him and continuing to fight that fight today. Thanks for bringing this great bill forward.
Leader Grant, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Waive our time.
Leader Grant, having waived the balance of his time, Representative Gottlieb, sir, you are recognized to close on HB 187.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I tried to sit down. I tried to write or think in advance of what I might say, knowing that we're going to see this bill again, knowing that's going to be amended. And the first thing that came to my mind, really, was the word and the bumper sticker that I see on people's cars all the time, coexist. And it puzzles me. It truly puzzles me that we can't and that we don't. And then the next thing that I thought of, in just trying to wrap my head around why in today's age we even have to define racism. And passing this bill is bittersweet, because when I think about it, it hurts that we have to pass a bill to define any ism in today's day and age, that we're not open-minded enough to have the conversations that I had today with CARE, and that we can agree to disagree at points
and we can agree. And the conversations that I had with M. Gage over the weekend and with my fellow Republicans and Democrats so that we can really get to a good product. And I agree with Rep. Fine. We've had it in 2019, and we're putting it in, hopefully putting it in other areas of Florida statutes today, but I question why. And that's really what we should be debating. Not the need for the definition, not whether or not it is constitutional. Hate speech is not constitutional. What is constitutional is that every American should be able to live in our society free, equal, every American, equal as one, and united we stand. And with that, I would ask you to push your button and support this bill so that we can move this forward, so that we can hopefully end anti-Semitism and hatred of all kinds in Florida and throughout the world. And for that, I thank you for your support.
Representative Gottlieb, having closed on HB 187, the question now recurs on final passage. The clerk will unlock the machine, and members, record your vote. Have all members recorded their vote? Have all members voted? Clerk will now lock the machine and announce the vote.
113 yeas, 3 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Criminal Justice Subcommittee and Representative Baker, CS for House Bill 305, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Offenses Involving Children.
Representative Baker, you're now recognized to explain CS for HB 305.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the bill we heard yesterday.
Representative Baker, having explained her bill, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we're open for debate for CS for HB 305. Any member wishing to debate, please rise. We've got a lot of debaters. No, can't find anybody to debate. All right. You're recognized to close on your bill. Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll wave close.
Having waved her close, we will now proceed to vote. The clerk will unlock the machine. CS for HB 305. Will the members record your vote? Have all members recorded your vote? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee, Civil Justice Subcommittee, Representative Rudman and Representative Cassell and others, CS for House Bill 385, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Safe Exchange of Minor Children.
Members, before we go to the next bill, we'll welcome back to the floor of the Florida House former House member and current senator and softball player extraordinaire, Senator Bobby Powell. Right. We're now moved back to read the bill again.
By Judiciary Committee, Civil Justice Subcommittee, Representative Rudman and Representative Cassell and others, CS for CS, House Bill 385, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Safe Exchange of Minor Children.
Representative Rudman and Cassell, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the Cassie Carley bill that was heard yesterday.
Having explained the bill, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, you would like to debate CS for HB 385, Safe Exchange for Minors. Raise your microphone. Representative Cassell, you're recognized first from Representative Rudman's desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to take this opportunity to really acknowledge the sponsor of this bill, Representative Rudman. Last year, as a freshman, as he and I were really trying to navigate these new waters as being freshman representatives, I had the honor and privilege of working on Grayson's Law, which all of us passed successfully off this floor last session. And Representative Rudman came to me and said, can you please help me with this bill? And it's truly been an honor and a privilege. His dedication, his commitment to seeing this bill get across the finish line only in his second year is just a testament to him and his character and his commitment to his community and especially to Cassie's family. So I wanted to take this opportunity to thank him for his hard work. It's been an honor to stand by your side and get this bill across the finish line. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Hunshosky, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just to follow along with what Representative Cassell was saying, I would like to thank Dr. Rudman on this, but also Representative Cassell, because this is just the next step in the landmark bill that you passed last year. And I appreciate both of you and your dedication to keeping our children safe.
Further debate, members, further debate. CS for CS for HB 385, Safe Exchange of Minor Children. Seeing no further debate, sponsors, you're welcome to close on your bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I want to thank everyone who's had any part to play in getting this bill in the posture that it's in today. It's really appreciated on my part, and thank you for your support in getting this bill to where we are right now. You know, one of the questions I get asked all the time is people want to know how bills are made. They want to know where bills come from. So I'll take you guys back to March of 2022 when I was a younger, naive, bullheaded doctor. You know, I was just running on an anti-mask, anti-mandate platform. That's all I had in mind. The last thing in my mind, the last thing I thought I would be doing would be getting involved in a domestic violence custody exchange bill. So 3 weeks into the first ever campaign that I've ever run, we get word from Navarre Beach that Cassie Carley had lost her life in a custody exchange gone bad. So I didn't know anything about politics. I certainly didn't know anything about the process here in Tallahassee. But I figured the job I was running for election, I wanted to be state representative, so I figured surely a state representative would be able to do something about this situation. So I reached out to Cassie Carley's loved ones, and thankfully one of them reached back to me and agreed to sit down and meet with me. That young lady was actually very close to Cassie. Some would say that she was Cassie's godmother. She basically took young Cassie Carley under her wing. And that young lady, her name is Stacy, she agreed to meet with me. And so we met down on Scenic 30A at the Donut Hole Coffee Shop. And that's where I learned about Cassie Carley's situation. And Stacy, to her credit, she brought a list of items that she thought could have avoided this whole tragedy. So everything in the bill that you guys have become familiar with, from the purple light, down to using the sheriff's station and substation parking lots, down to the video monitoring systems, all these ideas came from a young woman named Stacy who loved Cassie Carley very much. And so as we're sitting down at the coffee shop and I'm absorbing this, I reach over and I grab a napkin and I grab a pen out of my pocket. You know, the ones that y'all always see me wearing, right, in my pocket? So I started writing these things down on a napkin. And from that napkin grew Cassie's Law. And so I'm pleased to announce that that young lady is actually here today watching these proceedings. She's seated over here in the West Gallery, right there in the corner. Her name is Stacy. Stacy, thank you so much for agreeing to meet with me on that day. I hope the magnitude of that conversation is not lost on you here today. Because this bill is your bill. I was simply the vessel for you. And in my opinion, that's what a state representative should do. So thank you very much, Stacy, and I hope you're getting some level of comfort out of seeing these proceedings today. Now, as for me, long after this vote is taken today, long after the governor signs this bill into law, because he will, long after the camera crews have gone, long after the last newspaper article has been written about Cassie Carley's law, I'm going to take Stacy, I'm going to take my Prime co-sponsor, I'm going to take my two buddies over here from the Panhandle, who are both co-sponsors on this bill, and we're going to pay another visit to the Donut Hole Coffee Shop. And we're going to sit down. I'm going to take them to the actual table where this bill was created. I imagine y'all probably order some coffee. I'll have to order chocolate milk because I can't drink coffee. Coffee makes me hyper.
Lord help us.
So we're going to sit. Thank you. We're going to sit. We're going to talk about Cassie Carley. We're going to celebrate her life, and we're going to honor her memory. We will gather and we will reminisce about the moments that brought us to this stage here today. We are going to remember looking up at that board and seeing the most beautiful color of green you've ever seen in your life. And we will reflect on all the good that was accomplished here today and all the hundreds of lives that this body saved today. And with that, I close.
Representative Rudman, having closed on CS for CS for HB 385, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will record your vote. Have all members recorded your vote? Have all members voted? All members, please cast your vote. Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Amnesty and others, CS for House Bill 461, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Excusal from Jury Service.
Member having explained his bill, are there any amendments? Oh, I'm sorry. I was a little distracted. Representative Amnesty, you're recognized to fully explain the bill. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is the same bill we heard yesterday.
Representative Amnesty, having fully explained the bill that we heard yesterday, now, are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no amendments, the floor is open for debate. Anyone wishing to debate on CS for HB 461? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave to close on the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Having waved closed on her bill, the question now recurs on CS for HB 461. Clerk will unlock the machine and members will record your vote. Have all members voted? Have all members cast their vote? Clerk will now lock the machine and record the vote.
114 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Cheney and others, CS for House Bill 487, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Lost and Abandoned Property.
Representative Cheney, before I call on you to explain your bill, I'd like to call on Representative Bell for an important announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As if you've walked around the hallways today, you've seen some beautiful people from Polk County, Imperial Polk County, because we are celebrating Polk County Days here in the Capitol. So I would like to welcome each and every one of you on behalf of Representative Killebrew and Representative Tomko. They're supposed to be standing here with me, but I see a few sitting up in the East Gallery. Would like to welcome you. We have Commissioner Trish Pfeiffer that's here from the city of Bartow. So welcome. We also have Heather MacArthur that is a magistrate for the Supreme Court, and we appreciate you being here. And the rest of you, Imperial Polk County, welcome to the Florida Capitol.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Arrington, you're recognized for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And if I could maybe get our newly elected Representative Tom Keene to come join me for recognition. Members, today in the East Gallery, we have Osceola School Board members visiting us. Usually, normally on a normal day, I'd be standing by myself right here, but happy to have Representative Keene to join me and recognize School Board Chair Heather Cahoon, School Board Member Castillo, and School Board Member Arguello. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Amstey, you're recognized for an important introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, please join me in giving a warm welcome to a dear friend, Miranda Landis, and members of the Florida Association of Women Lawyers. Welcome to the Florida House.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Cheney, you're now recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HB 487, Lost and Abandoned Property, is the bill we heard yesterday that streamlines the removal of derelict vessels to contribute to cleaner, safer waters and the preservation of our law enforcement resources.
And Representative Cheney, having explained fully CS for HB 487, Lost and Abandoned Property, any member wishing to debate? Any member wishing to debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Cheney, you're recognized to close on this good bill.
Thank you. Wave close, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived close on our bill, we will now ask for the vote for CS for HB 487. The clerk will unlock the machine. Members will record your vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any bills on the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
We have a member announcement. Speaker Designate Perez, Chair Perez, you're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Those that are a part of the Rules Committee, we will be meeting 15 minutes once we adjourn in room 404.
Thank you very much. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Tuesday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay. Yay. Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The House is adjourned.